Never.
Even my mom wouldn't get this.
Let's talk. Shirley Knapp, KNAPP, 921.50. 75-year-old. Today's 10/22. 75-year-old woman. Originally from Bay City. Single, has three children. Lives by herself, but her daughter and her son are very involved in her care period. She has a history of smoking, but no extensive ETOH use in the past period. Patient used to be a dialysis technician. Period. Patient has a history of hypertension, chronic pain. Patient has scheduled for an MRI regarding her back. She did have a hip replacement 8 years ago, period. Patient is very concerned about her back. Pain is radiating to the right leg. And she's interested in possible surgery, possible ESI injections in the future. She used a walker and a cane to get around because of the pain in her back. Patient also has a right-sided knee pain, most likely related to her low back pain. One surgery she's had is hip fracture 8 years ago, medical problems, hypertension. Patient is no longer able to drive. She has a son that drives her around to go to the hospital, to go to appointments and grocery store. Medications include lisinopril 5 milligrams a day, Norvasc 10 milligrams a day, Neurontin 300 TID, Talon number 3, and vitamin D3, along with albuterol inhaler, period. Patient states that she has lost any weight, but she has the biggest problem she's having is pain in her leg, which keeps her from doing her ADL. She has bouts of urinary incontinence. Otherwise, she's able to get to the restroom. Family history: mom died of breast cancer, dad died of COPD. Mammogram: has not had a mammogram or colonoscopy that she knows of. Last hospitalization 8 years ago. Immunization: no immunization done recently. Review of system: no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis. The biggest problem she has is low back pain. She's scheduled again for an MRI, possible back surgery in the future. Blood pressure was 141/86, temperature 97.8, O2 side 96%. LMAC is 28.5 centimeter. Before we get to the physical, patient did see a pain management specialist 3 years ago, had an ESI injection, which helped, but the pain has come back and they want to do another MRI with possible surgery. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVB, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, but there's some muscle wasting noted, maybe slightly pronounced on the right side. Assessment: hypertension, controlled, number 2, tobacco abuse, number 3, mild COPD, number 4, continue with albuterol inhaler, number 5, patient was counseled regarding stop smoking, especially if she's interested in back surgery, number 5, MRI is coming up. Number 6, patient had a good response to ESI in the past. 3 years ago, she would like to proceed with an ESI or possible back surgery, but that's on hold till she has the MRI done. Next time she was asked to be seen for palliative and hospice care at home, but she has no diagnosis for no hospice diagnosis, and the biggest problem her is the pain, which she needs to see a pain management specialist for in the future. Period. I also reviewed her records from her primary care physician. Patient has a history of arthritis, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, pain in the hip, pain in the knee, pain in the low back, pain in the right knee and left knee. Patient has required home health care in the past, but no longer has provider services or home health care services at this time. Sure. Yes. I have reviewed over 100 pages of records from her previous physician. Which indicates person has been complaining about low back pain and neck pain and arm pain, I mean leg pain and pain in the past. She's also been tried on meloxicam, to xanidine to help with pain, but has had a minimal response to the treatments. Thank you very much.